Speak to Mr. Tarnsley, please.
Speaking, yeah.
Hi, Paul. My name's Michael. I'm from MMA Legal, sir. We're helping you with your Scottish case.
Oh, hi there.
Are you okay to talk now, Paul? Or?
What is that? I'm driving a machine, and there was 2 seconds that I'm going to park up right now.
Okay, buddy. No problem.
Right,
that's me now. Okay, perfect.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, bud. I can hear you perfectly. As I said, Paul, my name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, Paul, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yeah.
It's my job as a senior investigator is to get to know you, get to know your case, and understand, or trying to understand, shall I say, how your time and care has potentially followed you into your adulthood and affected your relationships, you know, your mental health, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. And then what I'll do, Paul, is I'll write to those relevant authorities and I'll gather that information for you before we finally present it to Scottish Redress. What that does is obviously substantiate your claim and hopefully gives you the you know, the best recognition and the maximum compensation.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
So I am going to ask you some tough questions, and I will be doing you a disservice if I didn't. I'm not going to go over the old stuff you've already told us. I don't want to drag you over those coals at the minute. But have you suffered with any sort of depression, anxiety, PTSD?
PTSD. I suffer with severe anxiety and depression. I have done that age.
Yeah. And do you get
medication
from your doctor?
Yeah, I've got a mental health nurse.
Okay.
That I speak to regularly.
A mental health nurse. Have you had any sort of alcohol or any substance issues before?
Yeah. I'm past it now, but I was.
Yeah.
I was bad for a long time.
Was that with the alcohol or with the substances?
On drugs. I killed myself 3 times.
Okay. Sorry that you got to that point, buddy, in which you thought that was the only option for you. I'm so sorry.
Dark times there, just...
Yeah.
My life wasn't going too good, but I'm sort of okay now.
Okay, perfect. What I'm going to do, Paul, is ask you for some key info. Do you see the mental health nurse through your GP, Paul, or is that through a separate program?
Through the GP.
Okay, can I take your GP's details, please?
Sigmella Medical Group.
Yeah. Sigmella?
Craig Miller. Craig Miller, yeah. Medical Group.
Medical. Yeah. And where's that, please, Paul? That's just the area.
Edinburgh.
Okay, and the suicide attempts, Paul, were you hospitalised for any of those?
Twice.
Okay, and where was you hospitalised, buddy?
I think there was once in Edinburgh and one in Newcastle.
Okay, can I have the hospitals, please, Paul?
It'll be Edinburgh Royal Hospital, but I signed myself out.
Okay, no, that's fine, as long as they've got evidence. I get it. And what was the hospital in Newcastle, please, for?
Wandsbeck Hospital.
Wandsbeck.
Yeah. Hospital in Ashington. Northumberland.
Okay. So with your permission, Paul, I'm going to write to those three NHS trusts, if you like. I'm going to gather all your information. I'm also going to write to the care, the local authorities of the foster carers. You say that. Do you want this information, Paul? This was obviously your information. Do you want me to share it with you when I get it?
Yes, please. Because I was in foster care for a number of years, and then I was eventually adopted from a family relative.
Yeah.
This has passed, and all my records has completely disappeared.
Okay. Well, we're a law firm. We're threatening with all legal actions. What we're going to do is we're going to try our best to get you all the information from your time in care. It's not that long ago. So there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to get it.
One of the staff members at one of the care homes actually abused me. I reported to Northumberland Police last year, but the care system refused to give any information of me. They recognised me being in that care facility, but they wouldn't share any more information with the police.
Okay, let me. I might write to the police and see if we can get some police records as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what I'm going to do is, once we've got all the information together, it's not going to be a quick turnaround, Paul. I'll be really honest with you. It's anywhere up to 8 to 10 months, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you all the information, and then me and you, in your own time, are going to go through it all together. Make sure that we haven't missed anything out from your statement.
Yeah.
And then what we'll do is we'll do what's called our final submission to Scottish Redress. What will happen then, Paul, is we'll get what's called a panel date, and that is where a panel judge on our case, and then hopefully we'll then get an offer. We'll sit down with you and our lawyer Matt Bell, and advise you on whether to take or accept or reject that offer, Paul. Is that okay?
That's fine, yeah.
Fantastic. Do you have any questions for me, Paul, on the process or any?
I'm leaning in your hands.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It must be hard for you to trust them. We will do our best. Just to let you know, Paul, obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I have to make sure that you are fully aware of our fees and what other options are out there for you. So it'll just take me a minute just to run through these. And then obviously you can then decide how you wish to proceed.
Do everything for me.
Okay. I just have to go through them. Just to let you know, Paul, obviously you can apply to Scottish Redress yourself. You don't actually need a law firm. It was set up so clients can reach out themselves. That would mean obviously entail that you would get your own information or your own evidence. And then it's a game of trust then, whether the Scottish Redress are going to pay you enough or a fair amount and also give you the correct recognition. Obviously, you said you don't want to do that, so that's totally fine. There are other lawyers out there, Paul, who won't charge you any fees. They do this because they get paid direct from the Scottish Government. They participate in a government legal fee scheme where they get paid £2,000. Pay a client, whether you win, lose or draw.
Yeah.
We've actually, I can't comment on how they work or what they'll do for you. What I can tell you is that we've rejected that scheme. We don't want a handout. We're not here to get handouts from Scottish Government. What we're doing is we're tying our fate to your fate on what's called a no-win, no-fee. So if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose. But obviously, it's in our best interest then, because we're not getting a handout from the Scottish Government to get you that win and maximise that value. Our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of VAT, also. You'll never pay us more than 20%.
Yeah.
And if we're unsuccessful, because of the, you know, the hardship, the mental issue, the mental health issues, the just downright wrong that you have to go through. There's no way that we will put any sort of financial hardship on you, so you will never owe us any money.
Yeah, I've heard you used to deal with it because I've got more trust in you than
okay.
trust someone else, and I prefer you to do it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. Just to let you know, Paul, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. What that means is anything up to 14 days, we can, you can rip the agreements up with us and walk away and, you know, continue on however you wish you want, which way you want. But alternatively, you can rip that waiver, you can waive that 14-day and we can get started on your case straight away. That's just entirely up to you.
Just start the case straight away.
Perfect. What I'll do, Paul, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. If you say my number, like I said earlier, my name's Michael.
Yeah.
If you need me, just give me a call. If I can't answer, there's an answer machine service there. So just leave me a message and I'll ring you straight back. Doesn't matter what time you ring, Paul. I'll try and pick it up as you know, whatever time I can. If you need just a chat, if you're struggling with your mental health issues, then please get in touch with the local authorities, whether that be a GP or, you know, police or ambulance services. But if you need a chat, if you're struggling and you just want to have a chat with me, just ring me and I'm here waiting for you now. So I'll be on the other end of the phone for you.
Appreciate that, Michael. I really appreciate that.
No, I appreciate you taking the time and the bravery to speak to me today, Paul. Thank you very much, sir.
No problem, Michael.
I'll speak to you in a few weeks, buddy.
Cheers, mate. Thanks very much,
Thank
mate.
You. Thanks, Paul. Bye now.